True statement number one, BSU went 0 for 5 on the power play last night. True statement number two, Beavers are 0 for their last 10 on the power play. True statement number three, the 7 games before that, they scored 5 power play goals. While we'd all like to see more power play goals, and certainly more power play goals in a 2-minute 5-on-3 or a 5-minute major last night, too early to panic. Not too early to be concerned, but too early to panic. Another true statement, Bemidji State was able to win the game last night without scoring a power play goal. And in the end, that's all that really matters. Now sure, their head coach would like things to improve.
Tried to roll and just do a little scissors play, and they actually did a good job. I thought we were a little slow on our execution. Whatever, you know, it's just easier said than done. But yeah, I mean, obviously, again, we needed to get it done in that particular play just to give us a little bit of peace of mind. And all we needed was one goal in that whole 5-minute sequence. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you get it on the 5-on-3 or the 5-on-4, but you almost got to get one. We got to take the power back.
Beavers currently sit at 7 out of 40 power play chances. That's 17.5%. Ironically, that's a little better than last year's 16.3%, 21 of 129. There were plenty of positives from last night. Beavers won another game when they didn't score the game's first goal. Last night, the game's second goal, scored by Austin Jopy, his first of the season.
Shot from the point, whistles just wide. Picked up now by the Beavers, Satisari, into the left circle, a shot, hits the shoulder, rebound shot, and a goal. Bemidji State answers with a swarming goal around Rourke Appleby. Austin Jopy is going to get the goal. Satisari's initial shot went off of the left shoulder of Rourke Appleby and just sat there.
Then Jake McLean would score, also his first goal of the season.
Back it comes, centering pass, shot comes in, save is made by Appleby, scrum out in the crease, still backhanded by Tori Lund. The Beavers pull their hands up into the air to celebrate. I haven't seen the referee point that it was a goal, but everybody stops playing. And with 9:28 left here in the second period, the Beavers go up by the score of 2-1.
Kirkland Irie continued his hot streak, scoring shorthanded. For Irie, that was his 6th goal in his last 16 games, 5th goal in his last 11 games, and 4th goal in his last 6 games.
Tap 3, here comes Judding. Judding shorthanded, left side circle with a shot, save is made. Rebound goes right up the middle, and it's popped into the back of the net by Kirkland Irie. Beavers shorthanded goal go up 3-1.
Then a big insurance goal by Patrick Satisari, also his first of the season.
Flips the puck out to center ice. Glove to drop by Vicen, and he'll carry it into the offensive zone. Vicen spins around his man, now stops in the corner. Feeds it back up to the top. Satisari with a shot deflected in front, and the Beavers have scored! 2:33 left. Satisari ripped the initial shot. We'll see who it hit. But Bemidji State gets the insurance goal. They lead it 4-2. We gotta take the power back!
We gotta take the power back! Yes, Bemidji State needs to take the power back on the power play. But if the Beavers board the bus here in Sault Ste. Marie about 3 hours, leaving with 6 points, I don't much care if the power play scores tonight. Beavers and Lakers. Quarter Bar pregame show continues right here on the Beaver Radio Network. Take it back, go. Take it back, go. Take it back, go.